Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna go home with two or three girls. Which one of y'all?
Baby,
come in the booth, no hands.
Now normally I play the nice guy, yeah. Tonight I'ma show the other side, yeah. Want me to grab you by your neck, I can tell and make you wet. Ooh, girl, it ain't working unless you're sweating now. Arch your back, girl, arch your back, girl. Meet me upstairs so I can beat it upstairs. Leave that teddy on, take them panties off. Like Trey say, I can't help but wait. Got that oven preheated. Trey invented sex, but he ain't teach you how to eat. On your back now, spread it out now.
Now, normally I don't do this, but I'm...
Which one of y'all?
I'm sorry, man.
Which two of y'all? Which two of y'all going home with Usher when I get you to the crib? I'ma leave you out on the bed. Girl, what you think? Girl, what you think? Girl, what you think? Girl, what you think? I love it up in the sky. Introduce you to the mile high. Girl, you gon' think. Girl, you gon' think. I'ma make you think. I'ma make you think, make you think I reinvented sex.
I'm just playing, to let you go.
I'm about to reinvent sex. Carry out, I'm like, who's next? And I'ma make it my duty to hire so who do you think I invented sex? Yeah. Say it ain't nothing new under the sun. You never seen it. Do what I do. When your soldiers at attention and my loving is a mission, boy, missionary is no good. On my body like a knocking on wood. And if anyone of y'all in here could,
I wish I could
get Miss Carrie, baby, back to your crib. Upstairs in your bed.
Facebook, Blogger, Tumblr, MySpace, Scout, Tag,
international listeners and callers and chat boarders, my United States listeners, all of you all, we want to welcome you all to Ladies Tell All on a Monday night. It's going to be on and popping. So if you ain't up in here, you need to get up in here. And if you don't have your friends up in here tonight, you need to get on the phone and call them, because now they can just jump on Facebook Live and see what's going on and listen to the show at the same time. You better tell them to get on up in here tonight, because we got a hot show tonight. But before I even get into that, I got to bring my partner in. So, Miss Jenna, what's up, girl? Are you in the house?
Yes, Miss Cassie, I'm in the house. It's Monday. We starting off the week fresh with a little bit of motivation and some scandal. But I'm in here.
Uh-oh. She says scandalous. Did you say scandal, Miss Jenna?
Yeah, a little bit of scandal.
You know, when she said scandal. Yes. She said some scandal. Miss Jenna, you know what? When Miss Jenna says some scandal, that means Miss Jenna got something good for y'all tonight, y'all. That means she got something real good to tell y'all tonight. That's all. I'm not even going to spill it. I'm just putting it out there like that. But how was your weekend, Miss Jenna?
It was wet and relaxing, but it was wet. But, you know, Let's start this over. Because most of y'all, when somebody say wet, y'all go straight to the gutter. What I mean wet is wet. It's like all the rain that y'all getting in Virginia right now, I just passed it on to y'all. So that's basically what it was.
Okay. Because, you know, when you said it, it was like.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It sounded erotic. Like, you might have been. See, Millie heard it. Millie said, yeah, okay, I heard wet too. Yeah, see, Millie
right,
heard
so
it.
So that's why I had to clarify that for those, because I know Millie, I know her mind went straight somewhere else, and yours, I know it went. So I had to put out a little clarification for that, because I already know how y'all two minds wound. I already know.
It's just the way Miss Jenny, you said it so smooth and sexy. It was like, dude, did she get a whole lot this weekend? Okay, all right. Sorry, y'all. Let me bring my mind back. Okay, bring my mind back.
Yeah, I bet you did bring your mind back. You know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but we ain't going to talk about it.
Yes, you know what?
Exactly.
I don't even know if I can talk about Vegas like that.
Exactly.
I'm
what
just
happens
saying.
In stays in Vegas.
Okay. All right. I understand. It's just the way you said it. That's all. It was just the way she said it. And then, I see, when you said it, I sort of clipped on, because, you know, earlier today, Miss Jenna always tagged me, whether it's on Facebook or she texted me and let me know that the Krispy Kreme light is on. I'm just saying. CJB talking about, yes, let's get it in Vegas. Well, I just left Vegas, so I did get it in Vegas. Oh, I was really going there.
But I say, like I said, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. You don't tell nothing. You tell nothing.
Yeah. I didn't post too much, you know. But I post IHOP though. That IHOP food was good.
IHOP is always delicious, but you tell nothing.
It was good. Now, Miss Jenna, you know we got this hot topic, so I want to make sure I welcome everybody in, all my Facebook Live folks. It is so good to see you all, Millie and J.B. Jones, and I see my boy Joy up in that. Joy Giggles is in the house. That's my boy. I see Richard up in the house. I see y'all up in there, so I want to make sure I welcome all my Facebook Live folks. Feel free to share this broadcast. Bring some of your girlfriends in. And I don't know where Tay Lottery is. She knows she need to be up. Maybe she getting some. That might be why she ain't hanging around. I don't know, Millie, because, you know, I ain't see her at your show, so I don't know what the deal is. She might be doing something special tonight. But anyway, we got this hot topic. Now, no, last week, the topic was so good that we did a part two, really. But we're going to have to come back and do a part three because we just can't leave that hanging, okay? Well, I hope she do call in tonight. Millie, I hope she do. But tonight, we got another one. Now, I don't know how y'all going to take it because Miss Jenna going to say her part, I'm going to say my part, and then we want to know what you all going to think about that because it's a heavy topic. And usually when we come on with these heavy topics, a lot of our listeners, our faithful listeners, some of them, you know, so busy doing exactly what some of these topics are that they be scared to come on and say something, that they come in our inboxes and ask questions, and we answer them back that way. But we do have people that will speak out and jump into the conversation. So that's what we want y'all to do tonight, okay? So get your drink, okay? And you don't have to have alcohol to make you talk. This is all healthy all day long, okay? So, you know, do what you got to do. That's all. So I'm going to put the topic out there, and then I'm going to give y'all the number. And then I want y'all check out what Ms. Jenna got to say. Okay? Get your mind ready. Now, whether you put it in here in your comments on Facebook Live, whether you put your comment in the chat room, that's up to you. Or you pick up that phone, bling, bling, and call in and jump into the conversation. It's up to you tonight. Okay? All right. Here is the topic. Ms. Jenna, you ready for this topic?
I'm ready.
Uh-oh. She said she read it. Okay. Now, I hope she ain't slipping and sliding, but she read it. Okay. All right. Here's the topic. Understand the topic, okay? Social media hookups and booty calls. Why? I'm going to say this again. So some of y'all got lost. I don't want you getting lost. I want you to understand it. Social media hookups and booty calls, why is it a health hazard? Did y'all catch that? Really caught that. I feel I might want to say it again because somebody just jumped in. The topic for the show tonight is social media hookups and booty calls. Why is it a health hazard? All right, now I'm going to give you the number, okay? So get ready. Y'all ready? The number is 805-727-7101 and press 1 to get into that caller queue. Now I'm going to give you that number again, 805-727-7101 and press 1 to get into that calling queue. Now, for our scary folks who just want to get on the chat board, okay, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ladies tell all and jump your little self into the chat room. And trust me, we will respond back to you. Or if you feel like, since you're on Facebook Live, you'll drop your comments right down there because I see you, okay? I see you. All right, here we go. Miss Jenna, start it off, girlfriend. How you feel about that? What you think?
With the social media, woo, you know that's a real hot topic right there. Because there, social media has become such a hot commodity.
Yes.
And as far as finding, quote-unquote, that special someone and on a particular site, a lot of people
exactly.
go and try to go and find someone there. It's a catch 22. Sometimes you can just look up and find someone off the bat that you're interested in or that's a match, and then sometimes it's a 50-50 chance you can get a real asshole. With a lot of the sites you go on, a lot of people, you just probably be up there just to post motivation most of the time, and just to talk to people sometimes, and just to browse even, and a personal coming in your inbox or just to send you a message and be like, well, why are you on this site? Well, I'm on this site because I want to post motivation. I just, I can meet friends up here.
Right.
Is there something wrong with me being on this particular site? Well, no, it's nothing wrong with it. Oh, okay. Why are you on this site? Well, I was here to meet friends and things of this nature also. But some of these women up here are aggressive. They try to make me be what I don't want to be. I don't want to be in a relationship. I had a conversation with somebody on a particular site. And they was like, they didn't want to be on that site to be in a relationship. They had just got out of a 15-year marriage, and they weren't trying to be back into a relationship. But the women on that particular site were so aggressive, trying to make him be into a relationship, and he wasn't ready for a relationship. He just wanted to sit and have a conversation with somebody and just become friends. He wasn't trying to jump into bed, be married, be in a relationship. I was like, I feel y'all understand what you're saying.
See?
So it's not just the women that feel that men are coming on aggressively. The men feel that way also.
Ooh, I knew it was a two-way street. I mean, it had to be.
It is a two-way. And it's funny because this was a recent conversation that I was having. I was just sitting up posting. I just go to different sites that I'm on and just put out some motivation and just post some things every now and then. And I have like 25 chat requests.
You know what they be doing, Miss Jenna, aka Traffic Drop. You know what they be doing.
And it's not trying to be funny, but some of them look like serial killers. And I was like, nah. But it's just like, out of a few, you try to be cordial and just like, hey, how you doing? Okay, hi. Oh no, nah, okay, mess with that one. He looks
like serial. See, that's the truth, though.
I'm not a rude person, and I don't try to be rude to anybody because everyone has feelings, and they probably feel the same way about me. I don't try to approach anyone, but like I said, I pick a couple of them and talk to them and just promote. I was like, I came up here to promote also, but sometimes promoting is banned on certain sites. You can't promote stuff on certain sites. And so getting them to just come over to our website to listen to us, here on Ladies Tell All
exactly.
as well. So just promotion and stuff like that. But it was just funny to me. The one gentleman said, "Ooh, these women are like tigers up here."
See, I always have to really. I want to play devil's advocate. Okay, but we have to be real. Okay, that's the bottom line. Women go after men sometimes just as hard as the men come at us. And I think what it is, it's much easier for men and women to do things behind closed doors, behind the computer. You know what I'm saying? You can't see them. They can't see you. And social media is so huge now. And it really is the theme of catfishing. I used to be where, and I think I might actually go back to doing this, but I used to be where if a person would befriend me and they don't have a picture of them, you couldn't be on my page because I don't know who you are. And I don't mean have a picture of your dog a flowery scene picture of the river, or, you know, you need a real picture of you. And here's my thing. If you single and you on here looking for somebody, don't get me wrong, everybody wants somebody in their life. Y'all know what I'm saying to y'all. Everybody wants something. They want somebody in their life. They want somebody. They want to be with somebody. Nobody want to be by themselves all the time. And there's something really wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? Or unless you're just taking a break. But everybody wants somebody. And so social media for a lot of people, especially, I don't even want to use that word, Miss Jenna. I don't want to use the word desperate. But I do want to say people in desperation. If you ever notice that when you're talking to somebody online, let's just say they come in your inbox and they say, you know, good afternoon, oh, hey, how are you? And you come back and you don't just have a platonic conversation. What normally happens, that women, y'all know, we ain't going to sit up here and play this line game. Y'all know. And men, y'all know too, when you trying to holler at a female, if you think a female don't know when you trying to holler, you ain't got to come out and say, well, you know, hey, baby. You ain't got, we just know. They come in your inbox the next morning. Hey, how you doing? Hi. Hold up. It's 6:30 in the morning. This man saying hi to me like he my man or something. Wait a minute. Then the next morning, he starts telling you all his business. Well, I'm getting ready to go down to the gym now. Today I have to do this. Whoa. I'm a complete stranger. Why are you telling me all this information? Because, see, if I was a crazy person, I'd be wanting your schedule. So I'd be sitting down writing all your stuff down. And then I'd be see, that's how a stalker start messing with you. That's how you get stalked. You coming over here and talking to a person and telling him all your stuff. See, you can't ask these questions that you used to ask back in the day. Oh, well, how many kids do you have? You married? Let's see. These are some questions that should be normal, but you can't ask some kind of questions no more now on social media. You don't know who the hell you're talking to. Unless you truly know who that person is, you've seen them, you talk to them, all that, that's a different story. But if you don't know who these people are, you could be talking, just like Ms. Jenna said, someone look like serial killers, and the ones that don't look like serial killers, then the ones that probably is. Uh-huh. And social media now is so rampant. They don't even need an escort service no more. Because you got Tag, you got Scout, you got Snapchat. Now I have yet, even though they do have porn on Periscope. Yes, y'all. Y'all didn't know? Yes. They got porn on Periscope, y'all. Y'all ain't know?
I might need to start getting back on Periscope.
They got, but and them little fox be trying to follow me because they'll, you know, I'd be like, oh, hell no, I don't want you following me. I don't want you following me because I damn sure ain't going to follow you. I don't want to see what you doing, what you got.
Do all that.
But social media now, it's used for hookups. Some guy can see you on social media, and the first thing they do, they're looking at your pictures. This is how it rolls. I'm gonna tell y'all straight up, this is how it rolls. Anybody wanna call in, Melon? I see you there. I see you. I see my cousin Sharonda. Girl, you know we're gonna keep telling the truth. I see you. Call on in. Here's the thing. They come on here. They see your pictures. They don't read nothing. They don't read what you do. And on Facebook, see, this will make men look stupid. Now, men, all my gentlemen on my page, Brian, I respect y'all. But I'm just telling you, I got some knuckleheads on the page, okay? They don't read nothing. You see how Facebook is designed? That when you first see it, you see that person's name,
And if they're in some type of career or whatever, sometimes it's right up under their name or beside their name or beside their picture or their name is right there. I've had some guys come and say, so what's your name? No, you done clicked on all my damn pictures. All of them. Click, 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 click. Now you jump in my inbox and ask me what my damn name is. Stupid. You, Nick. Now see, if I was on here looking, you couldn't get. Nick, you ask what I do when it's right there in your face. You can't, you're not smart enough to go to the About Me section and read up on what I do or maybe see what my status is. Next. Is it a health hazard to you? If you come up with the wrong person, it could be because you could be killed, raped, beat up, stalked. And these are real things, folks. See, here's my thing. I don't mind paying. If I was out here looking for somebody, and in my case, I would have to go to a professional dating service if I didn't know who the person was. But I mean a really good one. I ain't talking about that Match.com crap, and I damn sure ain't talking about eHarmony. I'm not saying they not good, but maybe my girl up in New York, I'll probably go to her. Because I can tell her what I'm looking for and what I need, and she can pull these particular guys together, okay? And so and everything has to be in order for what I'm looking for. And there's going to be an extensive background check. There ain't nobody doing no background checks when you on social media. You find some guy, oh, he's fine. And you have been talking to him for 10 months. Then all of a sudden, y'all hot and bothered want to meet, and you meet this guy, and he's 400 pounds. He went from looking like The Rock to now he looked like John Candy. Oops. Or, I ain't going to leave the females out. Because, Miss Jillian, you know females a lot. Put up a picture that they had up 20 years ago when they was nice and slim. Nice and slim and hitting it and be trying to act like that's what they look like now instead of embracing what they look like now. And then all of a sudden you start liking this guy and you really want to meet him and you trying to figure out why this guy's cussing you out and might want to kill you because you're lying to him. He used to seeing for 10 months, he done been used to seeing this pretty fine woman looking good and all this kind of stuff. And then he meets you, and you ain't that woman. When he tried to face chat with you, you don't want to face chat with him. When he's tried to meet you in person before, you ain't trying to meet him in person. Okay, I'm just putting it out there. And then some of y'all do meet. Some of y'all just who you say you are, and you go on booty calls. Now, a lot of guys come over here hollering for a booty call. Well, you know, I'm coming to your town, and I need a tour guide. Okay, well, you can go to the Chamber of Commerce in the town in which you're coming in and request for a tour guide because I don't do tour guide work. Boom. No. What y'all think about that? Yeah, quiet today. You know, don't sit back and play crazy because I don't even want y'all in my inbox after tonight. So we're about this here because we on social media right now, especially with my Facebook Live, folks. We on social media right now. Melly Holmes, you the matchmaker. Miss Jenna, we got any callers in the queue because I know the queue blowed up.
They sit back listening, Miss Cassie. But like you said, you know, you have a lot of people out here that's on this social media. I was watching an episode of Catfish, and this is the funny thing about that. So, you know, meeting people on social media, that catfish, boy. You know, I watched two episodes of Catfish, and I was like, let me see how these episodes play out. And it's just funny. You just wonder whether this is going to be an actual person or whether
mm-hmm.
it's going to be really somebody catfish. On the first episode, this guy has been talking to this young lady for 3 years, you know, searching social media. I'm like him. I would have been searching social media all year. She got different pages.
Exactly.
He told him, I don't have an Instagram. You know, so the two gentlemen, they get involved, they do their research. So she does have an Instagram. She was who she said she was, run track and everything like this. Come to find out, she did have a boyfriend.
Okay.
She had a boyfriend. They thought she was that it was somebody else creating a fake Facebook page, but she had another Facebook page. So, but she was creating her own Facebook page to throw him off, like she was, you know, didn't have a boyfriend, and she didn't have anything else to link. So they've been talking for 3 years. So every time he tried to meet her or try to call her on the phone, she wouldn't respond to him. When they find her and tell her to meet them at a restaurant, they go to meet her at the restaurant. They tracked her down some kind of way and met her, told her to come outside. So they found her. She said, yes, it was me. I lied. I didn't know how to face you. I was young. My daddy was a preacher, and he wouldn't understand. We met on social media, and he wouldn't have understood that. And I had a boyfriend, and I didn't know how to explain that to you. I really did love you, though.
See.
And so the guy that does the catfish, he said, so tell me again why you didn't want to talk to him. And then you were asking him to move to your town. He was living in Wyoming. She was in Wyoming, had moved from Ohio or some town. Wherever they were close together at first, and then she moved
mm-hmm.
away to go to college. But it's just all about why do you have to play games? It's like you're tugging on people's heartstrings.
Exactly. Oh, my God. You hit it right there, because this is what people do.
You know, like I was listening to somebody say, you know, when I got to get back to that, because it was something that was said today was just so detrimental. It was like when men have sex, they have sex with their cells, and women have sex for their heart, with their heart, because it's a connection.
Because women are emotional creatures. You know. We're emotional creatures, but I do think each woman in her own right is different with her emotions and her ability to have, if you don't have a healthy psyche concerning men and who you are as a woman, there's going to be some issues. You're going to think a man owe you something if you lay down with him and have casual sex. You're going to think, oh, well, you know, that's my man. No, that ain't your man.
Right. You know, y'all just had sex. If there were no boundaries set before you lay down with him, then it's nothing that he owes you. So it has to be some boundaries set. You know, and that, like I said, it was another episode I'm looking at, because there was two best friends. One of the best
mm-hmm.
friends called the other one upset Kelly Price, and she got mad and catfished him for 3 years.
Whoa.
That's
a long time, Ms. Jenna.
Social
media is dangerous.
It is.
Social
it's
media.
Very dangerous. And it's funny, the strangest part, he was a gay male, and she made him think that he was talking to another male for three years.
That's a long time. This is why people flick off. This is why I said it can become a health hazard.
It's dangerous now to be able to find out that your best friend is playing this game on you, and you're falling in love with somebody you don't ever, you know, you're seeing pictures, they're putting out these false pictures, but then
mm-hmm.
you never have the opportunity to speak with this person. But she did get on the phone with him, but she was throwing her voice like she was a male.
Wow.
But she would never kind of like FaceTime. No, if we meeting on social media, you better come FaceTime, Uru. You better get something. Because
exactly. You got all the tools now to face chat face chat. Here's my thing. Don't get me wrong. A lot of men, even if they, this is what happens, they see your pictures. So, and I get this a lot with these little foreigners that want to come on, guys from Africa. You know, they want to push that button. Facebook is famous. I don't know why they did that, but they got a button where they can just call you. And you, you know, like, I don't want, wait a minute, you calling from Africa, why is I'm talking to you? You know, and then they pull these schemes. It's so many schemes and scams and crap going on social media. And in the process, a lot of people get hurt. They get their feelings hurt. They get their emotions hurt. Their hearts get broken. So some of them act out. They flick off. Some of them, matter of fact, I think, this is a true story. I watched that ID channel, y'all. I'm sorry. But I watched the ID channel. And a guy fell in love with this girl that he had met on social media. But the problem was this young lady used another female's, she used another female's pictures. Okay? Now, the girl that he had been looking at and thought he was, you know, communicating with for more, that's the one he fell in love with. But the real woman was married, okay? She's a young girl, but she was married, okay, in somebody else's life, you know what I'm saying? And this girl that I guess at one point they was going to meet, she turned him down. So now he done flipped off now. And then he starts finding out about the real girl, not realizing that there's two people. There's one playing a fraud, and then there's the real one. So now he's going after the real one, trying to ruin her reputation, trying to hurt her. See, people, you ain't got time for that. And like I say, I know people are looking for love. People are you know, they're lonely. They out here, they by themselves. They want somebody. There's nothing wrong with wanting somebody. Don't get me wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But you need to go about it the right way. When you come on social media, if you're going to talk to somebody, be real. You don't have to tell them your business. But you need to be at least real with them. You don't need to give them your information because you can't do that today. You can't come on here and somebody say, oh, you live, we live in the same town. Okay, but you don't need to give them the area that you live in. You don't need to get, and no, I wouldn't give nobody my phone number. I wouldn't even give nobody my email address. You know why? And let me tell you, now here we go. All right, Miss Jenna, y'all know this is Lady Sell Out, so I'm going to get real technical here. I'm going to show you how to do this. Saying that black men don't do it, but white males are famous for doing it. And they've been doing it well for a long time, y'all. Y'all know that Yahoo was probably like the biggest thing ever, and it came out with Yahoo Personal. So if anybody remember Yahoo Personal, where you go in there and you write what type of person you're looking for and all this kind of stuff, and you can chat with them. And they used to have this little video thing, and you got like a little video camera on your computer. You could clue in with that, and you could be talking with that person as long as you accepted their request, and they could see you and you could see them. Now, this is what white men do. They come onto your page, they like you, especially if you're on Tag or Scout, whatever. Well, black men do it too. Well, I'm not on here all the time. So, you can call me. So what they do, they give you all the information. I can, if you give me your email address, I can send you some pictures of me. And we can correspond back and forth. See, I don't give you my email address because I know we got this thing called Google Earth. And I know back in the day when we had Yahoo first came out, Yahoo was, you could go into Yahoo and find out where the person lived at, their telephone number, their job number, everything about this person, because that information was made available. The address was right there. Today you can't, unless a person, I guess, makes it public for you to do so, but you can go up and just find out everything, and then they come out with Google Earth. You know what white men be doing? And look at your IP address. Oh, okay, and find you. Oh, hell no. Stuff you just can't do, a lot of stuff you can't do now. It's not even all right for a guy to be asking what you doing for the day. Like a guy came in my inbox sometime right about 3 o'clock in the morning. He says, what you doing? I ain't even respond to that because, number one, I ain't your woman. Number two, why the hell is you in my inbox asking me that dumbass question, first of all? And number three, you ain't gay. You need to have your ass in bed or either on the phone talking to your woman, asking her what the hell she doing. You don't need to be asking Miss Cassie what she doing, because there ain't nothing you tell your business. Oh, my God. Let me stop tripping with y'all. But I want y'all to get in on this conversation, because I want to hear some interesting facts from you all, because I'm quite sure you all have some interesting things. If you're not even putting them down here in the comments, at least call in so we can hear what you got to say. Get into the conversation. The number to dial is 805-727-7101. And press that 1 to get into the caller queue. That number again is 805-727-7101, and press 1 to get into the caller queue. So, but I just look at it this way. Social media can be used correctly if you do it correctly. It can probably be a really great experience if men and women are actually true themselves. You know, there's no need for you coming on social media. Now, like I said, you ain't got to give them all your information, but you don't have to lie about who you are. If you married, then you married. Okay? You got some of these social media sites that they list this. Married, complicated, divorced, single, open relationship. Hold up. See? I'm going to say this. If you go on a social media site like Tag or Scout, okay, and your status is complicated, your ass ain't got no business being on that site. I'm just being honest. You have no business being, you complicated. That means you confused. You don't know what the hell's going on. You don't know if you're trying to be with your woman or your man, or you just, it's just wrong. Because now you coming on here and messing with other people's mind because you want somebody, because the person you with ain't got it. Something's wrong there. If your status ain't complicated, you ain't got no business being on nobody's damn social media site looking for no damn body. And that's for sure. Seriously, you just need to just leave that alone and get yourself uncomplicated. Be really defined about what you are. You either married, you either single, or you divorced. That complicated, open relationship, separated, be right there. Keep your ass off of social media if that's your status. Because if you open, that means you're going to run to some females that are looking for a man. I ain't into sharing. There's a whole lot of women that ain't into sharing. Ain't nobody sharing. Okay? So if you're in an open relationship, save it. Ain't nobody trying to get with that. Ain't nobody trying to get with it. If you complicated, you got some work to do. You need not be on social media. If you separated, it means just that. Separated. That don't mean you divorced from your wife or your husband. So if you out here online doing all this kind of stuff and you out here, that's a form of cheat, in case y'all did not know that. Just because you separated does not mean that it's okay for you to go out here and date other people or mess around with other people. It is considered cheating on your spouse. Just saying, in case you don't know. Now, some of them don't look at it that way because they say, well, we were separated. Hell no. You still married by man's law and by God's law. Separation means you're just giving each other some time to yourself. That don't mean for you to go out here and sleep with Betty Boo and Tommy Boo. That's not what that means. It don't mean for you to jump on social media and flirt and play these games and meet up with somebody at Starbucks or at Motel 8. That's not what that means. Okay? You go out here and be meeting up with people and sleeping with people, like I said last week, mess around and catch something you don't want to catch. If you think that these hookups and booty calls on social media is not hazardous to your health, it is the only occupation I know that you can catch chlamydia, gonorrhea, AIDS, syphilis. You can get your ass beat up. You can die, you can be murdered, you can be raped, you can be stalked, harassed. Really? I'm just saying. Really? And Miss Dylan, they're so quiet tonight. I don't know what's going on. I just think they scared to death to call in about this one.
You know, that's a scared topic because a lot of them out there, a lot of people are kind of like dating through social media. I mean, that's kind of like in the past several decades, social media dating has become very popular.
Well, yeah, I would say that. Yeah, it is popular. It can be wonderful if it's done right. That's my thing. I think it can be wonderful if it's done correctly. That's my whole thing. I don't knock social media dating. I just think it can be done correctly. And sometimes people find each other, and it's a whirlwind thing. It's good. Don't get me wrong. But more times than not, more of a health hazard to people. You know, because people are not being honest. See, you get to sit behind your computer or now on our devices, our tablets and, you know, laptops and our phones. We get to sit behind these things and create this persona of who we're not. We create a persona of who we would want to be instead of being true. There are some people that you know, don't get me wrong, if you want to go into a fantasy world and you find somebody that you like and you want to meet them, you're going to have to come out that fantasy world and tell the truth. But the thing is, when they come out, they're scared. If I come out of fantasy world, they might not want to talk to me. Well, guess what? If you lied to me, you've been lying to me for the past 6 months or 3 years, and hell no. Because I don't know what else you're going to lie about. You know what I'm saying? You need to be authentic about who you are. That does not mean that you got to tell all your business, but this is social media, folks. You don't go away like, okay, when you're on your devices, and I try to watch mine, so sometimes I forget, but your phone or your device will pick up your location. Okay? So sometimes when you post something, it might say the location you're at, okay? That happens, all right? But I've seen people actually go on the social media site and tell every damn thing they're doing. Okay, well, tonight we going to so-and-so at 8 o'clock, or we going away for vacation, we're going to be gone. You got people sitting back looking at all your stuff. And looking at when you going, how long you gonna be gone, and when you gonna be gone. I just think if you use social media correctly and be true about who you are, and then it won't be so bad. I'm not saying that social media should not be, you know, something for people to meet each other, you know. But you do have to be careful about it. You just can't sit up here and be like, oh, I'm going to go meet this guy. I can see me, look, Ms. Jenna, I can see me now telling my son, you know what, I'll be back because I'm going to meet this guy. You know what, you know what my child going to say. Who the hell is this? Who the hell are you going to meet? I better not say no man. Because he's going to be like, who the hell are you going to meet? I ain't never seen him. Who is he? You know? And for women who don't have those extra people in your family to say, oh, who is this person? You'll go out here and meet this person kill you. And you ain't never found. Now, a lot of people don't want to hear that. But it's the truth. It's the truth. A lot of people don't want to talk about it because they think social media is fun. Yes. Social media is fun. Yes, it's fun to sit and have a conversation with somebody. But here's what happens. If a guy comes on your page and he's clicking, I'm telling you, females ain't stupid. They already know. And then some guys are going to call y'all that, but I'm going to say this. Y'all don't want to tell the truth. Well, I just came in. I just want to talk to you. You know, just carry a conversation. I ain't looking for nobody either. But yet, you clicking on every picture she got that might be showing something. And you're saying certain things. Women ain't stupid, okay? So you have to think. I think it's an etiquette for social media. My thing with me, if you come at me, tell the truth. If you trying to holler, I'm going to look at some things. I'm going to look at something. I'm going to look if you paying attention to me. You say you want to get to know more about me? If you didn't go and check my page out, I ain't talking about my picture, but if you didn't go and check my information out to see who I was, what I do, and you jump in my inbox, I'm like, well, you know, I just want to get to know you. How can I get to know you with some guys coming in your inbox with that crap? How can I get to know you? You can't get to know me. I don't even want to be bothered. I'm going to leave you right where you at because I don't have time for no foolishness. If a real gentleman wants to know you, guess what they're going to do? You're on social media, they got sense. They're going to go, first of all, they're going to go and read your information. They're going to check out and see who you are. Then they're going to carry a conversation with you to see where your mind is. How you talk. But they're going to approach you in the appropriate manner. Now, a lot of guys, they fail to understand that or catch that concept. So they come at you stupid. Like they click on your picture and say some of those dumb stuff out their mouth, and you go in and correct them, and they'd be like, huh, you put it out there. See, right there, you don't already cut your stuff, like, right off. Because a lot of guys don't know how to talk to females on social media. And some of these guys get away with some of the stuff they do because they have been, you know, ran into women on social media who don't know no better, okay, and have been played over and over and over and over. So when they get to you, on you, and in the moment you catch them, then they cop an attitude with you. Now you done went from being baby to now bitch. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. I've been like that. I've been in that situation. God come, oh, you beautiful, blah, 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 blah. The moment I tell him, I'm not on here for all that. I'm not here looking. I'm not here, you know, don't come ask me what kind of guy I'm looking for. I'm not trying to be fun. I ain't on here for all that. My personal life is off limits because I have a very, very public life that y'all have so much of. Okay, that's how I can put that. That my personal life has got to have something. I got to keep that to myself. So when I say stuff like that, then it's now I'm a bitch now. Oh. Well, nobody wants you anyway. That's what, you know, they do stupid stuff like. So you don't have time for that. So social media can be rough. And don't get wrong, there are females that play with guys on social media. They play with them. And then you wind up meeting them. And you wonder why they beating you up. But now, don't get me wrong. That I don't condone violence, and I don't think that that should ever happen. But we got to be careful. We got to be held accountable. We got to be responsible when it comes down to dealing with social media. You should never go to social media looking for a booty call. But a lot of guys do. They talk the slang, and as soon as you catch them, I ain't trying to holler at you like that. You acting like I'm trying to get booty. Yeah, you are trying to get booty. You just didn't realize you were going to talk to somebody that had some damn sense. That's all. We already know your game.
I don't know.
But they quiet at night, Miss Jenna. They real quiet. I see y'all.
They real quiet at night because you kind of like hitting that nail on the head. With what a lot of people are doing to in this day and age. Social media, as I stated in the beginning, is the prime hubbub for dating and chit-chatting. And like you say, they like to be in your inbox passing out their phone number. You know, I ain't really, like you said, I ain't really up here that much, but you could text me, though. You could text me. You know, you on, like you said, they still use that. You on Yahoo? Nope, I'm not on Yahoo like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, won't you just
and
text
it's funny
me?
How they do that, or they'll say this to you. Well, you can call me sometime, you know, call me, whatever, you know. See, a guy's quick to give their number out. And some women that don't know them better will give their digits out to. You don't give your number out to nobody. Guys, gentlemen, don't get your, you know how much it costs if you get a person that's blowing your phone up for no reason? And now
so
you got to change your number. Do you know how much it costs? That's like, what is it now, $15? It probably don't went up now to even get your number changed.
Then you got to turn around and give your number to all your business associates all over again, to your doctor.
Mm-mm.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we ain't doing all that. And it's funny how, it's so funny how social, I'm going to give y'all a perfect story. Excuse me. There was a gentleman that I had met on Tag. And we were cool. You know, like, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, just cool. Because I used Tag back in the day to promote Ladies Tell All show and promote what, you know, some of the stuff that I was doing. But, of course, the guys will come and try to holler and all that kind of stuff. And, I put on it that I was networking, and that's what I was doing. I'm not there looking for nothing or nobody, period. So the guy who worked for UPS, okay, he was cool. You know, he was a cool dude. Don't get me wrong. He was pretty cool. So a girlfriend of mine knew him, and she was like, yeah, he's pretty cool and stuff. So I exchanged numbers with him, and he would call every now and then, and I just told him straight up, I said, look, I don't have an issue with you calling me. Just call me at decent hours. I ain't your woman, but, you know, that early in the morning crap, if it ain't my man interrupting me out of my sleep, we got a brawl. I don't know why you calling me, because you ain't a brother, uncle. And my daddy, God rest his soul, is upstairs. So if it ain't, you know, or my son, don't be calling his sister. Don't be calling me or texting me, okay? And we got to a conversation one day, and he's like, well, Cassie, we should go out on a date. I said, go out on a who? He said, a date. I said, why don't I go on a date with you? That's what I'm saying. I wasn't meaning it to be like he wasn't good enough to go on a date. You know what I'm saying? But it was like, we just friends and it ain't, we social media friends. It ain't going nowhere. If you got my number, that don't mean I'm trying to. Okay. It had nothing to do with his occupation. No, he's a UPS dude. I ain't got no problem with you. Dude got a job, okay? I have no problem with that. But he wasn't my type anyway. So, still, it didn't have anything to do with that. And so we would have conversations and stuff. And then one night he said to me, this was about 6 o'clock in the evening, we were talking. He said to me, he said, if I send you a picture of my Roscoe, what would you do? I said, yo, Roscoe, what the hell are you talking about? He said, my Roscoe. So when he said, I'm like, this fool talking about his pages. He said, what would you, I said, I will cuss you out. That's what I told him. He said, are you serious? I said, yes, I will cuss you out. He said, why? I said, why would you want to send me a picture of your private part? But I like you. I said, because you like me don't mean I want, and he's around my age. That don't mean I want to see a picture of your private part. Really? That's disrespectful. I don't want to see that. So I said, don't you ever do that. Don't ever text me. No, I don't want to see it. These females you messing with, if that's where you want to send your picture to, you send them, but don't you send them to my phone. That was 6 o'clock in the evening, Miss Jenna. Ladies and gentlemen, around about 5:30 in the morning, I got a doop-doop on my phone, and it was a picture of his penis. Did y'all not hear me earlier? As I was telling you all this story, I told him don't send me nothing like that. And what I would do? Yes, I did cuss him out. He got mad. I didn't care. But why would you send me a picture like that? This is social media. I've watched my girlfriends deal with guys on social media. They blowing your phone up. Like, this guy was sending my girlfriend pictures of him every single day. Like, okay, why are you doing that? See, so it's not cool to even give your number out these days to people. And then another thing. If you are trying to talk to somebody, you ever had these guys that say, well, I don't talk on the phone, but you can text me? You could. Or I get the guys that say, well, I just want to hear your voice. All you got to do is go to www.ladiesalon.com. Click on one of our shows. And you can hear my voice. Or go on my page or go to my YouTube page. I just want to hear your voice. Shut up with that crap. I don't even want to hear my voice sometimes, okay? Social media can be a bit much. And there should never be booty calls. It shouldn't even be hookups. Meetups, maybe. But booty calls, I don't know. Miss Jen, all I know is that's just not a rocket. This is a health hazard occupational job that you don't get paid for. That's what it is. How many people you have met on social media that liked you, that you actually invited to your home, and they were in their right mind? They didn't try to hurt you. They wasn't all like that. And how many people have you invited in your home that, you know, you liked each other, but you found that they were crazy as hell? Ms. Young.
She's laughing on that one.
Because I have experienced that social media meeting somebody. I can't even remember the website. It's been over a decade.
See? I mean, you know, sometimes you get caught. comfortable with people and you feel as though, okay, well, I'm cool with them. Like, I talked with him for, like, the longest time. And he was cool. You know what I'm saying? Very nice-looking guy, good-looking guy, could dress his butt off, the whole nine yards. But, Miss Jenna, he crazy as hell. He crazy.
But wait, but let me tell you, it's funny. I can't remember the name of it. It was the funniest website ever. It was funny, but I met some nice people up there. And
mm-hmm.
I really met some nice people up there. I hung out with a couple of the guys that I met on the site. They didn't turn out to be psychos and shit.
I hung out with them.
But they became psychos after a couple of years and shit. Yeah, they became stupid after a couple of years. Yeah.
But see, that's crazy because, you know, we always, here's the thing, if you are on social media and you're looking
now,
for somebody.
Nowadays, you know what, it's not like social media, meeting people on social media is not like it was then. Because
right.
when I met them, you know, I was afraid to even go on social media and talk to people. Then, you know, I was afraid to even venture off into that. After becoming friends for a year or so or whatever the case may be, we traveled and went on trips and things like that. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was exciting. It was
yeah.
fun and it was exciting. And then after a couple of more years, they became fucking crazy.
Oh, well, they had to put on a persona, Ms. Jenny. I told you, people come on here and they put these personas on because they can be behind the you know, the computer or their laptop or their tablet or their device and be somebody else.
It wasn't even about having a persona. It was about you becoming friends with them, and it was becoming – they wanted to be, like, using you. That's why I was crazy. They wanted to be, like, those type of friends that use you for shit. They only wanted to start contacting you and using you for shit. So it was like,
ooh.
I had to become that psycho type, look, don't call me, you know. That type of, when they bring out the worst in you, when they started using you and for personal gain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Totally different.
But that. See, that's why I said social media can become a health hazard to someone, okay? And the thing is, it can become a health hazard to the ones who are sincerely, who are being real about who they are, okay? And they meet up with someone online who they think has their best interest, who, you know, this person on the other end is saying, oh, I really like you. I enjoy talking to you. We have a lot in common. I want to get to meet you. I have feelings for you, all this kind of stuff. And we've seen it time after time after time. And the thing is, the more I watch the ID channel, make you want to run from people that's online, okay? When people meet and then they disappear or this person comes into your life, and let's just say you were close to your family, and all of a sudden this guy comes in or this woman comes in, and she takes over. Now you are separated from your family. Next thing you know, you done disappeared. You up and gone because, and your family don't know where you at. And then what the cops going to ask you, where did your mother or where did your father meet this person at? Oh, they met him online. Con artist. And, you know, I don't want to laugh about it, but it's true. Every single day, somebody is online looking for the love of their life. And you have con artists all over the world who is eating that up. It is the easiest con in the world. Sound like it's not, but it is. Especially when you got people who are lonely and they need somebody. So guess what? You can be on social media and you can find that right person that you enjoy talking to. and you don't understand you're talking to a psycho on the other end, or you're talking to a serial killer on the other end, or you're talking to a rapist on the other end, or a stalker on the other end. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that even on the shows that me and Miss Jenna do for Ladies Tell All, I'm quite sure we got some stalkers, but we ain't trying to meet y'all. Not like that. Whoop, no. Just put it out there. I know Miss Jenna ain't trying to meet you. Okay. Is you crazy? I ain't trying to meet you. I'm just letting you know right now, I ain't trying to meet you. It ain't that kind of. And, you know, you stay crazy over there, me and Miss Jenna going to stay over here. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But social media is hard. It's hard. And when you think about people coming on social media, if they just use it right, that's it. If they just use it right, it will be good. You know, Millie does her matchmaking thing, but the way she has her lunch, maybe dinner site set up, it has a geo system. When you're using these social media sites and you're meeting people, cast some folks with you. You want to know everything so you don't get caught up. Like I said, you can't just tell everybody all your business. Like, I'm not saying tell people where you live at when you get online and you're just talking to somebody in your inbox. Start looking for the signs. You know, somebody come and talk to you in your inbox, and you know they like you, and they're in your inbox at 5 o'clock in the morning going, "Hi, beautiful. Good morning, beautiful." Oh, wait a minute. It's time to shut that down. Because if you're not into that person or you're not trying to talk to that person in that way, just because you all had a platonic conversation the day before, then you need to come back and say, "Hey, look, I appreciate you saying good morning to me," whatever the case may be, but it ain't that. Just, you know, you have to be real. And I'd rather for you to do that and cut it off than to sit up here and carry it on. Don't never leave anybody on social media. When you leave people on social media, that can become a problem. It can get out of hand. It can go to another level. That is not a level you want to be going to. It just doesn't make any sense to do that. I don't understand that. But the booty call, now here's what I'm going to say with the booty call, is you and whoever you are dealing with is in agreement on just the booty call, then that's on you. But I would say don't use social media sites for booty calls. Because at this point, you done ran the escort services right on out of business. Ms. Jenna, if I wanted to run an escort service, I couldn't run one. You know why? Because guys coming on here and getting appointment booty calls, they ain't getting, you know, ain't no surcharge being charged, none of that crap. So how am I, if I was a madam, how am I going to make money and make sure my girls make money when they can just come on Facebook and holler at somebody, and you say, "Hey, meet me at a Motel 6, a Motel 8, in about 2 hours." That's messed up.
I'm sorry, I can't be so well.
That's so messed up. Yeah, we shouldn't do that. Oh, man, we shouldn't do that. Y'all need to be careful. Social media hookups and booty calls, why is it a health hazard? It's a health hazard because it really, really consists of who you are dealing with. You need to know who it is on the other end. You need to know who you're talking to. You need to know for sure that is the person. You need to see a picture. You need to something. of that person, okay? Because if not, and you just go on with it because you are so in your mind saturated with wanting to have somebody, it can become a hazard to you. You can lose your life. You could be stalked. You could be raped. You could be raped and not even know that the person you was talking to for 6 months online is the one that attacked you when you got out your car that night or went into your house that night to go to bed. That's how serious it is. Or for a guy, he sees you with this person or whatever, and she's doing some more crazy stuff to mess you up, keying your car all up, so she can't have you. You know, and it could be the person that you're dealing with on social media. So is it really a health hazard? Yeah. It can be a health hazard. Yeah, it can be one. Or it don't have to be. But 9 times out of 10, it has been. If y'all think I'm joking, watch the ID channel. Right now, you can go watch the ID channel. Right now, watch the ID channel. And you go, and these are true stories. These are cases that have been solved, okay? And it didn't just start happening. It's been happening for a long time. It's just now that we have better tools now. You know, back in 1970s, DNA, yeah, Dana was around in a sense, but Dana wasn't advanced. Now, Dana ass is advanced. DNA, Dana, yeah, DNA, she advanced now. Okay? Watch the ID channel and see what I'm talking about. You just need to be careful when you're on social media. That's the big thing. It don't have to be a health hazard. But here's the thing. You know when something ain't going right. Lady, when you talking to guys online, you know when that conversation ain't quite right. And that guy's tripping you. That's when you cut them off. Cut, block. Every social media has a delete and block button. Use it. But be smart enough not to be gave your digits out, address out, and all your information out. He does not need to know what the hell you doing for the day. So when a guy come in your inbox and say, you know, what you doing? Minding your business. Are you at work? He don't need to know none of that. That's none of his business. And I hate to say it, ladies, same for you. It's none of your business to know where they at, what they're doing. It's just social media. So you got to be careful with that. Miss Jenna,
yes,
what you think about that? You think you got to be careful about that?
Of course, Miss Cassidy, in all aspects, you must take all particular precautions and meeting, you know, when you're meeting someone. Like I said, you know, years ago, a couple of decades ago, I did the social media and I met someone. I met a couple of people, but I met
mm-hmm.
them when I did meet them on our first meeting. I met them in restaurants, in public. And like I said,
exactly.
They were awesome. They turned out to be awesome friendships until, you know, they wanted to start taking our friendship for granted. And that was like 5 years after that. You know, nice lasting friendship for a while until they started being stupid. But, you know, other than that, but meeting people on social media now, the first thing they want to do, you know, just text me or call me. That's the first thing they say, just text me or call me. No.
Mm-hmm. That's how they get your number, Miss Jenna. You know that.
Well, you know,
that's
you
how they
remember
get your number.
No, you remember back in the day when it was a number where you can give out the time number, when they always ask you, when somebody asks you for your number, you give them the time number or give them the joke line. You're a joke.
Yep.
So that's why you're getting this number or, you know, call the time. It was just like different numbers, you know. No. So I wish I could still remember those numbers so when somebody asked me for my phone number, I would give it to them. But nowadays, niggas call
that's
you.
That's 800 numbers now. You know you can do like the 1-800 numbers and give them out, you know.
No, but you know, nowadays, when you get a guy with your phone number, they call your phone as soon as you give them your phone.
They want to make sure that you didn't give them no bogus number. And then when they do, they like blowing your number like they're your man. Like, Exactly. Good night,
no.
Sweetheart. Wait a minute, Nick Rowland ain't that kind of party.
That's why I have children, and that's why they have phones, and that's why, you know, I use their phone number.
See? Y'all better be careful. Y'all better be careful, folks. We're going to have to come back and talk about this right here because this is crazy. But we most definitely going to do a part three to the show from last week because that was hot. But y'all wait Thursday. We got something for y'all on Thursday. Okay, so y'all need to come on back Thursday at 9 o'clock. But our time is winding down for Monday night, folks. And, of course, we always have to come in here and give y'all something to think about, okay? Because 99.8% of the people in the world is on Facebook or on some type of social media nowadays. Everybody I know is either going to the store, they got their phone in their hand, whether you old or young, you got your phone in the hand. It's just that simple. That's almost about that. So you need to be careful. But we're going to bring this topic back. And like I said, our time is winding down for tonight. So just going to give us some quick words of inspiration, and I'm going to take us on up out of here.
Ooh, y'all know it's Monday. It's time for to get some motivation. You know, let's start this week off kind of right. You know, we gave y'all some scandal.
Yes, we did.
Now let's give y'all some motivation. May your cup overflow with peace, love, and pure awesomeness this week.
See, I like that. That was some quick motivation. I'm going to piggyback off of that. You all, this is a brand new week. It's a brand new day. And summer is coming. So here's the thing. If y'all not thinking about wellness, of the mind, heart, body, and soul, I don't know what you're doing, but it's time to try to get yourself together. So always embrace who you are, love yourself from the inside out, and don't ever let nobody tell you that you ain't nobody. You are somebody because God made you into somebody. It don't have nothing to do with the materialistic things that you have. You are a human being. You are a person. You are loved, and you need to be respected. So in order to be respected, respect yourself, embrace yourself, and love yourself. So until Thursday night at 9 o'clock, and like I say, y'all know we're going to be scandalous on Thursday when we come back up in here, so y'all better get ready for that. But anyway, this is my girl, Miss Jenna, on the ATATL, a.k.a. Chalk and Drop, and your girl, Miss Kathy. We are out of here until Thursday. Love y'all. Peace.
Deuces.
Yes. It was a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful night. Break out the champagne. Everybody get a glass. Let's start it off sexy. What do you say? And all the ladies say, and all the ladies say, think I like that. And all the ladies say, now if you living that life the way you living, you can't live it no other way. I need you to put a bottle in the air right now. Welcome to the champagne life, where trouble is a bubble in the champagne glass. Dreams and reality are one and the same. Don't act like you don't know the name. And we gon' do it like this. Let's go.
I'm
clap the same when we live in that champagne life. Sexier than a regular clap. Oh, it's a party. Reserved for top notch. Let's bring it back.
Oh, hey. Said it's all about the bathroom. Champagne light, say, oh, if you're living in that champagne light, say.